With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock is the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Vegetarianism, Creating Heaven on Earth While Stopping Climate Change, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet.
I told you already, by mathematical calculation. You do the calculation and you show it to them. It's not that easy. When you just talk, you tell them, you show them the proof of calculation, physical proof. But generally, we will have less war, yeah? Because we will have food enough to feed human, because we don't feed animals that keep breeding. And all the medicine and all the water and all the wasteland and all the transportation, yeah, and all the petrol needed for transportation and for preservation, and all the people who are wasting their time and their good merit to butcher them and supplying them, and all the people who are eating them and wasting their good merit and all that. There will be less war then, if we are vegetarian, less war, because there will be plenty of food, yeah? And the list can go on forever, yeah. Even fuel price will drop down, because we don't need so much transportation. And preservation for animals, and the medicine cost, and the sickness cost of all the people who eat meat, and the maintenance of the hospital, and all the equipment that needed in there, and all the energy that's used in the hospitals, and at home. And the employment lost because I cannot work, and etc. Yeah? And because when they're sick, they could not even work. Yeah? Because when they're sick, also their mental health is not well. Because when you eat vegetarian, you're well, you're better, you're stronger, you're clearer, you don't have the poison. Not to talk about the bad karma from the meat diet. Nowadays, all the scientists have proven already that vegetarian food is very, very healthy. And once you have a bodily health, your mental health follows. Don't you feel better now that you have followed my advice and eat vegetarian diet?
Yes,
you see? Tell that to them by experience even. We are not just talking. And when your mental health already intact, you see, we can think clearer and we feel more relaxed. And we don't want to make war with neighbors, see? We are more loving human nature. We are more ourselves. And all will be well. Everything that you want to do, you can do better. And you'll be like a normal human, like a true human. When you're sick, sometimes you have to take some drug that make you feel drowsy and very tired and very different from the way you were before, right? You are in an even bad mood, irritable mood, and you don't even want to talk to nobody. You don't even want to do anything. You're too tired, too depleted from the sickness as well as from the medicine. So after you're well, you feel okay, you think clear, and you sometimes wonder how you felt the way you did before, huh? Under the sickness and under drug, no? Yes, okay. So one of my assistants, he told me about a story of his brother. His brother used to smoke, and after he quit, the brother told him, told the family that this is a completely different world now that he doesn't know before. Even just to quit smoking, you see, you feel lighter. You feel so much better than you imagine that you would feel. You see, because when you're sick, when you're tired, when you're under influence of drug or smoke or whatever, you know, intoxicant, you can't think the way you would think. You can't feel the way you should feel. You don't even know anything else except what you are feeling, which is lousy anyway. So you see, some of the smoked quitters would know this and would tell you, see, after they quit, or after the drug addict, they quit, they will tell you a world of different. They will feel completely different than the person they were before under the influence of the drug. So it's the same with vegetarian diet. This is the best diet. This is the only diet that the human should follow. It's not befitting a human, a dignified human, to eat the dead flesh of an animal. Even animals, when they have the choice, even tiger, lion, and when they have the choice, they don't eat. They don't eat meat. You know, there was the story in Yogananda book, yeah? The autobiography of Yogananda. He wrote that one of the yogis in India, he tamed a lion, remember? Yeah, and that lion refused to eat meat. He just eat vegetarian with the yogi. And lie at his feet, just like a little kitten, after being vegetarian. he don't kill nothing, he don't want to eat meat, he don't do anything anymore. You know, meat eating is not fit for anyone. Not even animals, but sometimes they don't have choice, they have to do it. You know, even some of the birds, with they're supposed to eat some other smaller insect or something, or smaller fish or smaller bird. When I feed them vegetarian, they don't go there to eat fish or other animal. They continue to come to my house to eat vegetarian. Even my dog, they refuse meat. They don't eat meat anymore. After they've been with me and vegetarian, they know vegetarian is good, they don't eat meat. And even sometimes, you know, the vegetarian food, they made it so real, it stings, yeah? You know that. Some of the fish, vegetarian fish, vegan fish, actually, it stings so much. I thought I'm in the fish market. And even if it's vegetarian, I cannot eat because it stings. And my dogs refuse to eat those stinking fish. Yeah, if I give them those vegetarian stinking fish, I thought, okay, maybe I'm too picky, you know? I'm too picky, so okay, give it to the dog. They just smell it and they run away. So even animals, they refuse to eat it because they know it's not good for them. If they have a choice, they don't take meat. So if we are human beings, we should know that this is very, very bad for us, very detrimental to our spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, psychological health. Everything is bad for us to eat another being. Okay, so you can do all that calculation and prove it to them. But you see, you can only do your best. Yeah, all right?
Yeah.
Whatever happened, happened. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption, swine flu, cured meats and fish increased leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating, infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies, deforest the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soil, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones in saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidence of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Hello, Master.
Hello, who's there?
Hi.
Master.
How did we humans ever start killing animals to feed ourselves?
That go back to a long time, prehistoric. In the beginning, people don't eat animal. They only eat plants or fruits, yeah? Fruits, mostly when they find it, because at that time, the forest is still lush for fruits. And wild plants are still plentiful. We don't have high-rise building, we don't have pollution. They grow vegetable and everything is fine. And they're feeding themselves with the plant-based diet and the fruit-based diet. And some men don't even eat. The one who came direct immediately from heaven at that time, from the very beginning of the beginning of the beginning, the human race were divine nature. They did not eat. And then sometimes they suddenly see some foam from the sea, and they just, by frolicking with the water, they taste it, and it tastes so sweet. That was nectar in the beginning. The sea was not salted like what it is now. It offers some good, like, form of sweetness nectar. So they took it and ate it. They didn't really take it. It just come into their mouth, and then they eat it, and then one tell the other, and they begin eating that. And later, the more they eat, the more they become heavy. They could not fly anymore. They used to fly, you know, like birds without wings. And they live freely with one another, you know, man and woman, like the story of Eden. And then slowly they eat that, and then some more things are crawling, and then they become more hungry after eating that. And then they eat more of this crawling stuff, and then they eat the fruits, and then they eat the vegetable. That was fine for a while. But the more they eat of anything that grow on the earth, the less they be able to fly or to be the one that they used to be when they first came. So they have to walk now, so they have to walk and find food and all that. And it was okay until some people pick up some of the burnt animals that has been burnt by the fire of the forest, you know. And then they picked them up and they tried it because they were hungry. Because the more they eat, the more they're hungry now. Before they didn't know what hunger is. And then they begin eating things and become more hungry. So when they could not find any plant thing to eat at that time, maybe the forest was on fire or something somehow, and they pick up the dead body of the animals and they tried it. Some people tried it somehow. And then because they're hungry, it tastes okay to them. And then they feel satisfied for a while and they think it's okay to eat that. And then they keep relying on that. And after they don't have those burnt or natural dead animals to eat anymore, they go out hunting, chasing animals and kill them to eat. And that's how it begins. That's a sad story, but that's how it began. And then that knowledge is passed on to the next, and the next generation. And that's what we are right now. That's how we arrive to where we are right now, in our state of being. So we have to return to the Eden state of existence, yeah? The plant-based diet, so that we can go back to the divine nature that we are. Okay?
Thank you, Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master.
Truly, if humans just turn away from meat and forsake that killing, then heaven will be different. Heaven will be blessing human a lot. Because when you turn away from badness, then you face goodness. There are only two things in this world, goodness and badness.
Yes.
When you turn away from the darkness, then you see the light.
Uh-huh.
Turn away from negative, then you face the positive. It's very simple and logical. You turn away from killing, then you have longer life. You turn away from causing suffering, then you have a happier existence. Yeah, very logical. As you sow, so shall you reap. So I hope everyone in the world will truly turn away from this negative habit of meat eating, because that is indirect killing, and that won't help us to live a long life or eternal life. We have to turn away from badness so that we can be the way we are, because we are divine. And it's a pity, because it's so easy to be vegetarian. Huh? They don't have to follow me or anything. Just be vegetarian and enjoy their life. Yeah, enjoy their health, benefit and mental lightness and carefree and happiness and loving attitude. Everything will come into their possession if they eat vegetarian, yeah? And even cheaper, no? Cheaper to buy, cheap in the long run, because they don't have to pay much for the medical treatment. And yeah, they don't have to suffer even.
Okay, Master. You mentioned that other planets have faced global warming crisis the same as ours. For the planets that were able to halt global warming, what in particular did they do?
The same, like what I'm telling you. Return to the original loving and virtuous self. Yeah?
Be veg.
Go green and pray. Meditate.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master. It's so wonderful to have you with us tonight. My first question was, about a year ago, we were on such a high. You know, we were doing Supreme Master Television, and it felt like everything was possible, and that things actually were changing. And about in December of 2007, it seemed that we changed course. So I was wondering, is it something that humanity did? Was there some kind of a cosmic event, or maybe did time accelerate on us? Maybe you can help us understand.
You see, the cycle supposed to reach the golden time according to the evolution of our planet, yes. But humans were too slow to accelerate, so there was much cleansing going on, and we still have a chance to keep the golden age if we stop all the violence, yeah, and return to virtuous living. If you look into the recent period of time, then I think you know that it's better than many previous years ago. At least talking from our group first, we can feel and be more free to practice in different centers. And more governments and people are supportive of vegetarian diet. And more vegetarian people join in the vegetarian circle, more humane animal treatments, more peace overall, more cooperative attitude between nations, or more tolerance and more forgiving, more help to each other, etc., etc. So we have to look at the bright side.
Yes.
Actually, it is like that.
Yes, thank you, Master.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in next Friday for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's fascinating discussion titled Vegetarianism, Creating Heaven on Earth While Stopping Climate Change. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.